Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the United States of Drug America, where we have one nation under medical fascism. Sign up over here. In fact, you don't have to sign up. Just sit down. We'll visit you. We'll needle you. We'll throw us. Just be the dartboard for Big Pharma. We got you covered. All is well. Nothing to see. Nothing to hear. Brian Williams is telling you the truth about everything.
Oh, geez.
Friends, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don is on fire. Not really, not literally. But we are just watching the media implode, explode, go wacky. The media madness over vaccine mandates. They are all for medical fascism, my friends. One nation under medical fascism. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. I don't know. The thing is, we're still getting some blowback on me calling out Jon Stewart for his Nazi-like promotion or Nazi-like tactics for rounding up that. If you listen to the one sentence, you'd say, Robert Scott Bell said Jon Stewart wants to round up all anti-vaxxers and put them in concentration camps. No, that's not exactly what I said. Go back and listen to where we continue this dialogue and discussion day after day after day.
We'll get that posted. I'll get that up on YouTube so people can hear that. But I have to apologize.
Why? Why?
I have fallen short on some of my duties over the last few days, and it's not because I've been out drinking and partying or, you know, being lazy and sleeping in or anything like that. It's because I am absolutely completely just dumbfounded watching the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's one of the things we do. I mean, we follow the news cycle, and especially me. I mean, I live on the news cycle to see what's going on.
Right.
And I swear, I do not know what has happened over the last week or so, maybe a little bit more than that, mm-hmm. when it comes to the attitude of the media. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes.
I swear, because I have watched the news cycle go from, you know, more or less reporting on news, you know, the water scene squirrel every once in a while and this thing, and here's some, you know, left-right banter, you know, stuff going on, to suddenly now, and I have to say it, CNN, I like to pick on Fox News a lot, but I'll tell you what, CNN has completely jumped the shark. I mean, they have jumped a giant pool of sharks. They've jumped the biggest shark in the world, because we have seen a news agency, which usually tries to put themselves in the middle between Fox and MSNBC,
mm-hmm.
go completely mental. I mean,
mental is an understatement. I think they've had one too many vaccinations.
I don't know.
Listen, this is the frenzy that happened after 9/11 to promote the passage of the Freedom Loving and Embracing Patriot Act. Yes, you can give up your liberty for security. And this is exactly the same playbook. It's absolutely insane. Will the American people fall for it because of their fear of the germ? Because they're a bunch of wussies out there screaming and crying that somebody's going to get measles and die, despite the fact that about 100 times more people have died in the last 10 years due to the measles vaccine. This one time in Iraq, though, Brian Williams says, I got the measles. And now, and now the mumps too, right?
Coming up at 11.
Yes. The media tells you the truth all the time. Do not question the media. The mainstream media, they're arbiters of... what do you mean, well?
I will tell you what, okay? You can say that, and you're right. But I'll tell you what. I've got to hand it to the media, especially CNN. Guess what they're doing right now? They're really telling the truth. They're being extremely honest all of a sudden, and that's the reason why it's so hard to believe. Because what they're being honest about is what we have been saying for how many years now? I mean, it's like you're playing poker, and these guys are like laying your cards in front of you and saying, here, this is what I have. That's what they're doing.
Right. Yes, yes. What a tangled web we anti-vaxxers weave, right? And, of course, we're pro-immune system. And you know, another big question is, what's the problem with being against something? Right?
That's true.
What? You're anti-war. Oh, those anti-war people, right?
Mm.
You're anti-abortion. Oh, those anti-abortion people actually wanting to save the lives of babies in the womb.
Yeah.
Right? What other anti-stuff can you be? Anti-Federal Reserve. Oh, how horrible the people that bail out the bankers, right?
You know what? What about those anti-racist people?
Oh, those anti-racists. Wait a second. That's good.
Oh, wait a minute. How about the anti-Semites?
Some people think that's good.
Oh, okay.
No, right. I mean, you see, the anti-vaxxers are trying to smear us. Wear it. Embrace it. Because you are the people who love liberty, and you will not allow medical fascism in America. Although I could argue it already exists. Are you going to let it go further? Hmm. Because all that you're hearing, friends, is the marching beat of the drums. And yes, it is a type of Nazi National Socialist fascist type propaganda campaign to get you to drop your defenses and raise your sleeves and lower the diaper on your infant so that they can be injected by the medical fascists, because they say, well, you know, you people who are anti-vaccine, you're obviously for disease. We're actually for health. We're for the immune system. Before we go into the CNN money, follow the money trail that they want to do. Chris Cuomo, brother of Andrew Cuomo, son of Mario Cuomo from New York, this political dynasty up in New York.
And preface this with the fact that Cuomo, he's a news anchor. He used to be ABC's like crime and justice correspondent, and he was also on 2020. So he's not just a guy who out there giving opinions. He's a reporter, supposed to be anyway.
Supposed to be, yeah. So he's reporting. They're asking about, you know, how serious is this? The doctors not wanting to treat the patients of the kids whose parents are saying no more vaccines for our kids. And it's very chilling and telling where this is going to go. They're telling you where they're going to go. They're not hiding it anymore. Be very aware of what we're about to reveal to you. This is the questioning on CNN of Chris Cuomo.
Doctors are refusing to treat the anti-vaxxers. There is a backlash when it comes to them. Some are calling for penalties like higher health care premiums, even jail time.
Are people overreacting? All right. Here's the key question to Chris Cuomo. Even proposing jail time. Are people overreacting? Now, a rational human would say, yes, that's ridiculous. Freedom of choice, freedom to refuse medical interventions that they don't believe in. That's an American ideal. That's an American tradition, individual liberty. What will Chris Cuomo say? Are people overreacting? Are we overreacting? Let's hear.
Yes, because you're not there yet. You don't have the laws in place. Civil remedies would be difficult to do. And frankly, you need more harm. I know that doesn't sound right, but that's what moves the law. That's what gets prosecutors to start advocating for things that extends the law.
All right. I'm going to play this one more time. Yeah, yeah. I want to play this, at least the first part of it. So on one hand, he said, yes, they're overreacting, but it's so quick, you can barely catch him saying yes. And then he says the chilling part. Listen again. Are they overreacting?
Yes, because you're not there yet.
You're not there yet.
Oh.
You're
so
not
in other
there
words,
yet.
In other words, Chris Cuomo, you agree with the idea of jail time for people who do not vaccinate. We're just not there yet. It's just not convenient. It's not easy enough yet.
My statement about medical concentration camps was not an exaggeration based on the direction that this is moving if they continue in this direction. And calling out John Stewart for his Nazi-like promotion or promotion of Nazi-like tactics was absolutely warranted in this case, despite the fact that I did not say he was going to round people up tomorrow. today. It takes time. This is how it happened in Nazi Germany.
We don't have enough buses yet. We got to get some more buses.
Yeah, we've got to gear them up. We need more people on our side to vilify, to ostracize, to scapegoat the Jews. Oh, not the Jews. The people who don't want to vaccinate their children for any number of reasons. Any number of reasons. And what was this third clip? Was there some pushback on Cuomo about this? What was this?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, Cuomo does not disappoint. Listen to what he has to say here.
I don't think that you should demonize them. That you should
vilify. There should be a price for that position.
But
So one of the guests on CNN says we shouldn't be demonizing them. Oh, yes, we should.
It helps a little bit.
Why? And it helps your agenda. The admitted agenda by Chris Cuomo, which is being parodied across the media spectrum. Those seven corporations or whatever it is that control 90% of the media, promoting the agenda of scapegoating anyone who questions medical authoritarians.
And there's got to be a price for their position. Right. In other words, you're going to pay if you disagree.
And speaking of payment... CNN wants you to follow the money. How is it possible that this message of questioning vaccines and the science that can't be questioned is because it's settled? Where's this money coming from?
Have you ever thought twice about vaccinating your child? If so, it's probably because of research or an ad sponsored by a few wealthy families. Here's the money behind the message.
A few wealthy families.
Ooh.
Huh?
Yeah. Sounds like okay. A really, really, really interesting expose about to happen here.
Sounds like an Illuminati plot to me. Let's see where this goes.
Let's start with the loudest voice, the National Vaccine Information Center. They're the group that promotes the alleged risks of vaccination.
What? Alleged risks of vaccination?
Did you hear the tone of voice?
Wow. That's amazing. Let's hear that again.
The alleged risks of vaccination.
Oh, there's no tone. There's no tone there, Super Don.
Oh, no.
The alleged risks of vaccination.
Wow.
16-year-old girl talking to another girl because she just took her boyfriend away or something.
Yeah, the alleged risk of dating that man, right? Oh, my gosh, do you hear the bias in the media? They are just frothing at the mouth to develop a form of government that we were never intended to have. A medical fascist dictatorship. This is what's on the line. Yes, I said it, lamestream wussies in the mainstream media who are frightened of their own microbiological shadow. No, we will not go quietly into the night. You will not dictate to us what is appropriate medical intervention for our children. Stop it now or it's going to get ugly. Butt ugly. And the butts you see are not going to be the butts of our children. At the doctor's table getting injected. Stick around, lots more to go. Tim Boland's going to join us. We'll also have someone from the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act talk about it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of shut the fuck. You know, it reminded me of the Iraq War, the first weeks. Just don't ask any questions.
That's Bill Maher from his show on HBO, and actually on this one he's got it right. What we talked about, the lead up to the Iraq War or the Patriot Act, different things. The media tells you to shut the you-know-what up because any dissent on this, you know, movement to war, and now the war is on the parents of children who have been vaccinated.
I was so glad to hear him say that.
Yeah,
because he's one of the few that has come out and actually said just like that. And he's so right. I mean, it's the same thing that you and I have been experiencing. So many people are that yeah. What is going on with the media? All of a sudden, there's just everybody has turned on anybody who is not interested in vaccinating or questions. I mean, just questions.
The mere questioning. That's it. Which should tell you everything you need to know, even if you're for vaccines, please. My listeners who are for vaccines, we don't discriminate against you here. You can listen all you want. But do not, for a moment, think that we're going to go quietly. You think the government should use the force of its guns and power to force our children or any of us as adults to participate in that, what we would perceive to be a vaccine holocaust. Abso-frickin-lutely not. You've gone too far. Can we peacefully coexist? No, not as long as the pharmaceutical industrial complex owns and runs and controls much of our government. Again, medical fascism is not an American ideal, albeit it has become one over the span of 100 plus years since the Flexner Report of 1910. You're not sure what that is? Read Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSB. All right, follow the money. CNN wants to, you know, say it's all about the money, right? Oh, man, those families, they're contributing to this problem. And they did a little expose on it, very professionally, slickly done. Let's hear another segment from CNN on this. Actually, I call them VNN, the Vaccine News Network.
With the help of wealthy families like the Dwoskins. Albert and Claire Dwoskins Foundation donated at least $260,000 to the NVIC. But that's not their only contribution. The Dwoskin Family Foundation funneled about $950,000 from 2011 to 2013 to the University of British Columbia to fund research, including a study that linked aluminum in vaccines to neurological disorders.
And we're anti-science? And she's anti-science. The Dwoskin Family Foundation donates to a university to research the potential danger of aluminum and vaccines, and that's looked at as horrible. I mean, we're supposed to be against science. They're funding science. Isn't that good?
Oh, but it's bad science.
What the hell is wrong with these people that believe this? The Dwoskin family, heroes of mine. Absolute heroes in spite of all of the things going on. All right. Are there other families that are contributing?
Much deeper.
Another wealthy businessman, Barry Siegel, also touts the ties between autism and vaccines. He founded Focus for Health. And it gave more than $170,000 to a similar advocacy group, Generation Rescue.
Wow. A hundred something thousand. It sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Wow. It is. It is. In fact, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What I want is perspective here. I'm not going to. We don't have time to play all the audio.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's play the very last clip.
Okay. Follow the money. This is a complex web somebody is weaving here. Let's see.
It's all part of this complex web that uses money and celebrities to get parents to question whether vaccines do more harm than good.
Just so you know, in those CNN clips, they revealed three different families giving, I don't know, the equivalent of just over $1 million to a few groups that question vaccines, even to promote science and investigation. $1.38 million. Can you put that in perspective, Super Don, for us all? Please?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see how complex it is on the other side. If we just picked one family, Bill and Melinda Gates, one organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you know how much money they've put into it? $28 billion with a B.
$28 billion versus 1 million.
Yeah.
Is 1 million even 1% of 28 billion? I don't think so.
It's a whole lot less.
Right, and how complex of a weave is it when you can tie three families to giving $1.3 million to do other research, to do other advocacy?
Two organizations
compared to 28 billion.
One celebrity. They brought up Jenny McCarthy. One celebrity.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. If you think there's a plot, CNN, that's a complex web you've uncovered, wow. I mean, journalism is not in your universe. As I said, the mainstream, medically conflicted, pharmaceutically conflicted media lives in an alternative universe to the average folks in America. And I'll hazard a guess that it isn't anything like what they're saying on that level. But the question is, where are you? 866-939-2355. Tell Freedom Warrior Tim Bolin up next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. It and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, who knew you'd have to go to Robert Scott Bell Show to get some rational perspective on what's going on with the media madness? They have lost their collective minds on the vaccine issue. They are all endorsing forms of medical fascism. If not right now, then playing it up down the road, as we played audio clips from Chris Cuomo of New York saying, well, we're not yet ready to jail parents and fine them. But there must be a price for that position. And then CNN, or as I call them now, VNN, the Vaccine News Network, is promoting this idea that there's a complex plot of families spending who knows how much money to counteract what? The vaccine religion, simply questioning, or investing in science at universities, major research universities, what they've done. $28 billion from Bill Gates Foundation and a couple of families putting in just over $1 million. The comparison, you can't really make it. But the desperation is showing, and who's pointing it out better than our health freedom warrior buddy, Tim Bolin of the Bolin Report. Tim, welcome back.
Hey, are we having fun yet or what?
Well, I know a lot of people out there are just crying about this because they're upset what's happening, and understandably so, but you have a perspective to say, hey, it's because we're actually succeeding. Explain that to our listeners.
Let me start with this. I am totally and completely anti-vaccine. A lot of my friends say, look, we got to be careful about vaccines. I mean, vaccines have some value, and I have to question that. Because of the simple fact that vaccines are made, owned, distributed by the drug industry. And we've learned, especially after the Vioxx scandal, where 60,000 people died after they knew how dangerous it was, with a full collusion of the CDC and the FDA. 60,000 Americans died from Merck's Vioxx product. Not only that, but nothing was ever done. Nobody at Merck was ever arrested. Nobody at the CDC, the FDA lost their jobs or was arrested and put on trial ever. So let me point one more thing about this. Prime time television, you're going to be inundated with drug company ads, the last half of which tell you how dangerous those drugs actually are. I mean, they will be telling you in a monotone while there's something exciting happen visually, so you hopefully don't listen. But prime time tell our drug ads, and they have to tell you how dangerous they are.
But well, listen,
prime
Tim.
Time,
but listen to the media
from attorneys recruiting people to sue those same drug companies from last year's advertised products because they're so dangerous and so damaging to America that you have to sue these companies.
Well, Tim,
just think
the
about
attitude
what we're doing here. Vaccines are immune from that.
Hear me.
They don't have to tell you how dangerous they are, and they want to take those vaccines that are way more dangerous than Vioxx.
Right.
Force
Tim,
them on our population. What?
Tim, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, good. I just needed to play you a real brief clip from the media, a mainstream media reporting on, just to express their attitude for someone who dares question the sanctity or even the safety of these vaccines. Listen to this dripping with attitude commentator.
The alleged risks of vaccination. The alleged risks of vaccination.
So that we pull that out of a sentence of they were accusing anybody who's questioning it as these are alleged risks of vaccination. Yet the literature, the medical literature, is rife with these risks. The vaccine inserts are very revealing in the very real risk. And yet a CNN vaccine reporter says they're alleged, and anybody questioning it should be questioned.
Well, what can I say? I mean, she's trying to protect that lease on that Bentley convertible that the network got for her. So you have to take all of that into consideration. I mean, mainstream media these days is a joke. Everybody knows that. I mean, it's like, what? Why would anybody, mainstream media is exactly what it is. So, I can't question what they say. I expect them to say that sort of thing. It's alternative media, which, by the way, I'm told is 4 to 5 times the size of mainstream media these days, which is where people go to find the truth. Like your show, Robert.
Yeah, well, I think that's scaring them, and I think that is the reason why there is such a big push for medical fascism. It's not subtle, it's not covert, it has now become overt. They've come out of the fascistic closet.
You know, they've actually gone quite a ways towards fascism already. Here's what people don't realize about vaccines. The biggest buyer of vaccines in the United States right now is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. They buy the vaccines from the manufacturers, and then they allocate money on grants to the public health departments in all the states and the counties. They give them two parts. They give them money to buy the vaccines, and they give them money to administer the vaccine programs. The public health departments in all of the states, I'm going to use Michigan as an example. I'm working on a research about how bad the situation is in the state of Michigan, that the public health departments, those that are supposed to be defending us and protecting us from health issues, are the primary sales force for vaccines now. And they don't go out and sell it. They go out and tell you you will do it. I mean, why would a grocery store offer 10% off on their groceries for you to get a vaccine in their department? 10% is more than their margin on the groceries. Why would they do that? Think about it. Mm. Is it because the same public health department can come back if you say, no, I don't want to do that, and inspect your store and shut it down? Probably. Think about it. So, and what's even worse is the research that I'm doing shows that, for instance, Michigan has 180 employees, most of which have at least a master's degree. And their salaries are commensurate with ludicrous things. They are 2 to 3 to 4 times the average income for the state of Michigan. You have people there making at least twice, those are secretaries. You have people involved in it making 3 times that. I mean, the average income in Michigan is $34,000 a year. And an average employee, or less than average employee, makes $120,000. That's, what is that, 4 times what anybody else makes? They've taken the public health department and made them the country club members in their local town. This is ludicrous. They've taken something that should have an employee base of 45 employees and boosted it up to 180 and given them salaries commensurate with CEOs of corporations. And that money is only coming from the vaccine effort.
The money is coming from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, filtering through these government federal agencies down, as you said, to the state agencies. And that's why I say we do have, if not overtly right now, we're on the edge of a total fascist dictatorship sponsored by the vaccine and drug manufacturers. Again, absolving them of all liability should they harm or kill you, that should be warning number one. For anybody who is even remotely pro-vaccination, you should be concerned right from the get-go when they say they can't even make the products available to you unless they are absolved of all liability should their products harm or even kill you.
And they do, regularly. And then they cover that up. I heard Paul Offit. I got an article coming out about Paul Offit. I'm calling him Bumpkin Pie. He said on an interview recently that there were 14 studies that show blah 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 that there's no relationship between vaccines and autism. As Mary Holland, the attorney from New York, New York City College, talks about, 12 of those studies out of the 14 were done by Powell Thorson, who was indicted for fraud over those studies, and he's on the run. Come on. What 14 studies?
Yes. No response on that, of course. Now, what about the whole measles scare, right? I think this is an absolute psychological operation orchestrated to generate the fear to kind of move forward on states to mandate or remove all of the exemptions from vaccination. The whole idea was, well, let's get people freaked out. Where's the best place we can freak children out or parents with small children? Disneyland. It's just too perfect. And now we're hearing, oh, the mumps has returned too. How long will it be before they report everybody's got polio?
You know, Marcella Piper Terry from Vax Truth, VAXTruth.org, wrote a very good article about the measles issue and how that would take it out of proportion and how is the perception is totally wrong. And I think anybody who wants to should go read her article. She's very good at that. But let's change this subject around for a minute. Let's go to Disneyland. It's well-known fact that the measles vaccine causes its recipients to have the measles. Not in every case, but very, very often. Nobody had measles until they got the vaccination, and now they've got the measles, and they've got a laboratory-manufactured version of measles now, and now they go to school, and it's those vaccinated children who are infecting everybody else. Let's go ahead and talk about, shouldn't we have a law that forces freshly vaccinated children, prohibits them from going to Disneyland? I mean, let's look at that. Disneyland is an attraction from all over the world. And as we know, most of the civilized world doesn't have the vaccine mandates that we in the United States have. And they're perfectly happy. Over half of our children in this country are sick. And not other countries, especially the countries that don't vaccinate, are not sick. So now there's a risk of those people from Europe and Asia that come over here to visit the wonderful Disneyland, and they're standing in line next to a sniveling little child who was vaccinated and who is emitting live virus particles to infect that child from Europe. Oh, maybe we should be passing a law not allowing vaccinated children at Disneyland. Let's think about this. We've got the whole situation reversed.
It's backwards, isn't it? Tim, are you putting out an article on this coming out on the Boland Report soon?
How'd you guess? Yes, I am.
I've got
to get the studies and everything else in place to verify what we're talking about here in terms of the measles that does cause it. I mean, we're ignoring the fact that way too often the vaccination that covers these sorts of things is the cause of it happening.
Very well said. Tim Boland, BolandReport.com. Check it out on the web. We've got it linked up today in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. We also have Don Richardson from the NVIC joining us. Also, Tanner's dad, Tim, about to break a billion on the hashtag CDC whistleblower. Tim Boland, my friend, thanks for being on with us today. All right, rocking the health world even more, like nowhere else in broadcast media. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign, silver, and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys No Bit Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. We got National Vaccine Information Center. We got that, the NVIC Advocacy. She's coming on, Dawn Richardson. Also, Tanner's dad, Tim, Timothy Welsh. We're approaching 1 billion impressions of hashtag CDC whistleblower. So we'll talk with him a little later. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. A little more from Bill Maher. Is it still real time? What's the show called on HBO?
Yeah, it's real time with Bill Maher on HBO.
Bill Maher. And listen, we give Bill his props on the vaccine industrial complex a little bit. But in general, the pharmaceutical one, he's pretty much stood outraged against much of it. He's even talked about food quality issues, GMO issues. He was evidently talking about it. I haven't seen the whole thing. But there's a second clip that I want to play from him about the vaccine issue, because the whole anti-vaxxer, smear anyone and everyone with an anti-vaxxer, and of course then they're discredited, when we should be embracing the fact that we question, as Tim Boland did so well, the dangers coming out of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the vaccine industry that is not liable for any injury that it causes, even though it's in the peer-reviewed literature, even though it's in the inserts. But ignore that. If you mention it, you're an anti-vaxxer. Let's see. Is Bill Maher an anti-vaxxer?
I'm not an anti-vaxxer, never have been. I'm an anti-flu shot guy.
What? Wait. What? He said he's what? Not, but he is.
Hmm.
Wait a second. How? Wait, can he have it both ways?
I'm an anti-flu shot guy.
So is it possible, Super Don, that you cannot be smeared as an anti-vaxxer if you're against the flu shot? Because I'm just wondering here.
Listen, this is where the hypocrisy is just so rampant. You have got a lot of people out there. We've had people on this show that will come on and they will say, I am not anti-vaccine. I am pro-choice. I am pro-information. But I'm not against vaccines. Even those people now have been thrown under the bus, because you cannot be anything but pro-vaccine unless you're an anti-vaxxer. I mean, it's just one or the other.
I question, will they throw Marr under the bus on this thing? Because he says, I'm not anti-vaxxer, but
no,
I am not.
Vaccines are good for you, except for that one.
Except for that one, right. Because look what they did to Rand Paul. Mm-hmm. Rand Paul, a physician who clearly is not anti-vaccine. He vaccinates himself and his children. He went on the air vaccinating himself with whatever. We disagree on that. But, again, respect him immensely because why? He aligns in the principle of the freedom to know the truth and act on the truth as you see it. And it can be in complete opposition of the government's perspective on it or the entire scientific establishment perspective on it. And they pilloried him because he acknowledged that he slowed the schedule for his own children. He made an informed decision as a dad, as a physician. And they tried to throw him under the so-called vaccine bus. And then, here we got Marr saying, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but, oh, man, don't get near me with that flu shot.
Yeah.
What's going to happen there?
This stuff
is it all or none?
I can't even say it's confusing anymore. It's just not confusing. Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling. And you know, one other really telling thing here, when you want to talk about Rand Paul and his stance, he came out and he was honest. He just said how it is for him. Now check this out. NBC did a survey just recently on Congress to find out, and the question that was asked is, "Are your kids vaccinated?" Okay. Mm-hmm. Now here's the results. 7 declined to answer. 33 responded they had no kids. So no dog in the fight there. 121 mm-hmm. said, yes, vaccinated. And then 273 had no response. Now, how does NBC announce and report on the results of the survey? They say Congress is unanimous on vaccinations. In other words, the guys who had no response, they put them in the yes column. Yes,
100%. Yes, yeah, 100%.
They didn't respond.
There's no bias there.
But they just assume that means that they're saying yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
Amazing.
Me?
Again, that's how it's played at that level. That's what I'm saying. As Tim also recognized that the alternative new media may be larger in total audience than the old media that controls 90% of the mainstream. And then I mentioned during the Tim Bolin interview that how long will it be before they say polio is back? And I wasn't kidding about the mumps. They're already starting that meme. Mumps outbreak in Idaho spreads to Washington State.
Just happens to be right in there in the MMR vaccine, right?
Yeah. So when are they going to say rubella is back? The German measles is back as well. I'm telling you, this is a fear campaign. It's orchestrated to basically, just like post 9/11, there's a terrorist behind every corner. We've got to attack and invade Iraq and wherever else we can. The germ theory is a failed theory when it comes to injecting your kids and making them stronger. That's a concept that makes no sense because it makes no sense. Even having an antibody is not enough to protect you from disease. There's science to validate that, but hey, it's not the science they like, so pay no attention to the man behind the vaccine curtain. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the